Genealogy by Tim, Season 4, Episode 7, recorded July 31st, 2024. Selma Ann Flicks, burial location discovered in Har Yehuda Cemetery, Upper Darby. Bishop John Joseph Graham, finally placed in the Graham family tree. And I leave for Lancaster tomorrow morning. Details coming up on Genealogy by Tim. Volunteers for the Jewish Genealogical and Archival Society of Greater Philadelphia have been hard at work this year digitizing and indexing burial records at the Har Yehuda Cemetery in Upper Darby. A long-standing family history mystery for me has been the burial location of the infant Selma Ann Flick. Selma was a daughter of my grandfather's cousin. My grandfather, Morris Ann Flick, had a cousin, Sidney Ann Flick. Sidney and his wife, Mona, had one daughter, Selma, before picking up stakes and moving the family out to California. When I attempted, about a decade ago, to locate the burial of Selma in the Har Yehuda Cemetery, the record keeper was unable to pull a record for her. About a year later, I went back to the cemetery, suspecting that a possible spelling variation may be at play here. Instead of Anflick, A-N-F-L-I-C-K, I asked the record keeper to look for Auflick, A-U-F-L-I-C-K, which is a frequent misspelling that I find in the records. That, too, did not turn up any results. The indexing of Har Yehuda Cemetery records by the Jewish Genealogical and Archival Society of Greater Philadelphia confirmed my theory that a spelling variation was at play, but it was something that I would never have guessed. Selma's burial card at the cemetery identified her as Selma Henflick, H-E-N-F-L-I-C-K, and that explains why she was nowhere to be found in the A section of the records. She was among the H's, with a spelling variation Henflick beginning with the letter H. News of the digitization and indexing of the cemetery records was shared to me by Walter Spector, who is a volunteer with the project and also a member of the First Friday Genealogy Club in Philadelphia. Since becoming a high school teacher, I don't have much occasion to attend the First Friday Genealogy Club meetings, but I was in contact with them over the summer when Walter shared this information with me. My understanding is that digitized images of the burial cards may be available to Jewish Genealogical and Archival Society members. I'm not yet a member, so I'm not entirely sure, but I should become a member. The work they've done has helped me a lot to solve this family history mystery. I haven't seen the original scans, but the Jewish Genealogical and Archival Society has generously shared their indexing with JewishGen.org. I have a free account at JewishGen.org, and the burial locations are available there. According to JewishGen.org, Selma's precise burial is Section B44, Line 2, Grave 43. This cemetery is out in Upper Darby, west of the city, not far from where my brother lives in Broomall. I would be interested to have another outing with him and my niece and nephew. Perhaps we can all go out there before the end of the summer and find that grave together. Burial location of Selma Ann Flick was not the only long-standing family history mystery to be solved this month. I was able to place on the family tree the bishop, Most Reverend John Joseph Graham, this month. Most Reverend Graham was a Catholic bishop in the Philadelphia area who died in the year 2000. I always heard he was somehow related to us. My grandfather's sisters said so, my mother said so. I believe he was present for my brother's either First Communion or Confirmation. My family tree contains a few religious figures of prominence, most notably Mother Mary Bernard Graham, who was in the Order of the Sisters of Mercy and one of the founders of Gwynedd Mercy University. Monsignor Joseph Corr was a prominent figure in the Philadelphia area Catholic community. These two were pretty easy to place on my family tree, but the Bishop John Joseph Graham eluded me for many years until now. Finding the bishop's relation to me was the culmination of several weeks of effort on irishgenealogy.ie and the National Library of Ireland website, combing through civil birth, marriage, and death records, as well as Catholic parish registers. The ultimate goal is to gather as many civil records and Catholic records of my Irish Graham family as I can in order to either confirm or refute the assertions of fellow researchers on Ancestry.com that the great-grandfather of my grandfather's grandfather was a David Graham who came to Antrim from Scotland. Now, if I'm going up my family tree, the assertion runs like this. My grandfather was Joseph Graham. His grandfather was John C. Graham, who came to America from Antrim, Ireland. His father was a John A. Graham, who, upon the death of his wife, Bridget Kearney Graham, erected a beautiful monument, a Celtic cross, at the Onahoy Cemetery near Port Glenone in Antrim. Also buried at that location is John Graham's father, who died in 1879 and was born sometime around 1797, although records conflict. Now, if you look at some public member trees on Ancestry.com, including those of my father's cousin, Shalene, and my grandfather's cousin, John P. Graham, the oldest John Graham, the one born about 1797, his father was a David Graham who came to Antrim from Lairg in Scotland. And I don't believe that information is sourced in detail on any public member tree. So I'm looking to find evidence of that. And in preparation for that endeavor, I've been on irishgenealogy.ie, finding civil parish records for all of these family members, siblings, cousins, etc., and National Libraries of Ireland, finding Catholic parish register information, births and marriages. And it was through this work that I was able to place the location of Most Reverend John Joseph Graham into the family tree. Now, before I tell you exactly where he fits in, I'm going to read a pair of articles. The first article that I'll read for you is from the Irish Weekly and Ulster Examiner. And this is available online at the British Newspaper Archive. And I purchased a 3-month subscription to this website so I can do some research into this area over the course of the summer and early in the school year. The British Newspaper Archive is a product of Find My Past, and the article that I discovered was published on the 25th of January, 1964, and it gives a good account of Bishop Graham's cousins and extended family. The article reads as follows. Monsignor John J. Graham of the Holy Angels Church, Philadelphia, son of Irish parents who emigrated from Largy, Port Glenone, County Antrim, to settle in the United States, has been consecrated auxiliary bishop of Philadelphia at the age of 50. His parents were James and Margaret Graham, his mother's maiden name being McKeever. Both are now dead. The consecration ceremony took place in the Cathedral of St. Peter and St. Paul on the newly established feast day of Blessed John Nepomucene Newman, 4th Bishop of Philadelphia. 6 of the bishop's relatives left Largy to attend the ceremony. Thomas McKeever and his wife Mary, uncle and aunt, Catherine McKeever, aunt, Patrick and Mary Jane O'Donnell, cousins, Mrs. J. McLean and her daughter, Mara, Belfast, cousins. Another aunt, Anne McVeigh, age 90, was unable to travel. Bishop Graham, who was born in Philadelphia on September 11, 1913, has visited Ireland several times and spent some days with his relatives in Largy last summer. He took a prominent part in the pilgrimage from the United States to Rome in connection with the beatification of Blessed John Newman, and was present at the obsequies of Pope John the 23rd. Amongst the bishop's cousins are John, Edward, and Patrick Graham, Onahoy, Mrs. A. McDonnell and Bernard Graham, USA, Mrs. J. McLean, Belfast, Bernard, Mary, John, Michael, James, and George Graham, Carnegren, Stuart Graham, Fermanagh, Rose, Michael, Francis, and Margaret McVeigh, Autochthony, Michael Alice, John, Edward, and Joseph McKeever, Largy, Thomas McKeever, Belfast, Mrs. W. McKeefry, Kilray, Mrs. F. Boyle, Cargren, Mrs. K. Scullion, Aldergrove. Bishop Graham was ordained to the priesthood in Rome on February 26, 1938. He took post-ordination courses in the seminary and received a doctorate in sacred theology. He served as assistant pastor of St. Luke the Evangelist Church, Glenside, from 1939 to 1940, as professor of the Catholic High School to 1945, and as assistant pastor of St. George's Church, Glen Olden. And I'll leave it at that. So there's a great deal of information in this newspaper article from Ireland back in 1964. I'm going to read next the obituary for Most Reverend John Graham, 86, auxiliary bishop. This was published in the Philadelphia Inquirer of August 6, 2000. The Most Reverend John Joseph Graham, 86, retired auxiliary bishop of Philadelphia and pastor emeritus of St. Helena's Church in Olney, died Friday of heart failure at Mercy Catholic Medical Center in Derby. Bishop Graham's legacy will reach far into the years ahead, as his untiring work in education, human relations, ecumenism, and interfaith cooperation has left foundations of strength on which many of our programs have been secured, said Cardinal Anthony Bevilacqua, Archbishop of Philadelphia. Bishop Graham will be remembered most, particularly for his love and solicitude for children with mental disabilities, his profound trust in God, his humility in infirmity, especially during recent years, and his unceasing, resounding voice in behalf of God's people have brought each of us a step closer to the God who created and sustains us all. Bishop Graham was one of seven children of Margaret and James Graham, both of whom immigrated to the United States from County Antrim, Ireland. He attended St. Michael Parochial School and St. Joseph's Preparatory School. He entered St. Charles Borromeo Seminary in Wynwood to study for the priesthood and was sent as a seminarian to St. John Lateran Seminary in Rome, where he earned his doctorate in sacred theology. Bishop Graham was ordained by Archbishop Luigi Treglia at the Pontifical Roman Seminary in Rome on February 26, 1938. Bishop Graham served as assistant pastor at St. Luke the Evangelist Church in Glenside from 1939 to 1940. He was a member of the faculty at Roman Catholic High School for Boys from 1940 to 1945, assistant pastor at St. George Church in Glen Olden in 1945 and 1946, assistant superintendent of schools for the Archdiocese of Philadelphia from 1946 to 1959, and superintendent of special education for the Archdiocese from 1959 to 1967. Many educational facilities were developed under Bishop Graham's direction to care for children with special learning needs. He was named domestic prelate with the title Monsignor on September 12, 1959. He was administrator and later pastor of Holy Angels Church in Philadelphia from 1960 to 1964, and was appointed auxiliary bishop of Philadelphia and titular bishop of Sabrata by Pope Paul VI on November 25th, 1963. He was consecrated a bishop on January 7th, 1964. Bishop Graham was a member of the Archdiocesan School Board from 1961 to 1966 and pastor of St. Helena's Church from 1964 to 1990. He was Archdiocesan Director of the Catholic Charities Appeal from 1964 to 1976, Chairman of the Cardinals Commission on Human Relations from 1964 to 1982, a member of the College of Consultors from 1964 to 1999, and a member of the Council of Priests from 1984 to 1999. He is survived by four nieces. And then it goes on to give information about location of the services and the burial, which is at Holy Sepulchre Cemetery, not far from where I live in Jenkintown. And that is the story of the very busy bishop, Most Reverend John Graham. How is he related to us? Well, this one is a little bit tricky. My grandfather's grandfather, John C. Graham, came to America in the 1890s. He had several siblings join him. Edward Graham, Joseph Graham, Bridget Graham, who married Michael Boland. She was the mother of the sportscaster for Notre Dame, Joe Boland. But not all siblings came to America. One sibling who remained in Ireland was twin brother of Joseph Graham, named Patrick Graham. And here's the trick. This is why it was so difficult to find the bishop's location on the family tree. Patrick Graham married a Bridget Graham. Bridget Graham was also her maiden name. So she was born Bridget Graham. Parents were Bernard Graham and Mary Jane O'Neill. She married Patrick Graham, so he had two Grahams marry each other. And I don't know what the relationship is, if any, of these two Grahams. They definitely are not first cousins, but they could be second or third cousins, I'm not sure. Bishop John Joseph Graham is related to Bridget Graham more closely than to Patrick Graham. The before-mentioned father of Bishop John Graham, James Graham, was a brother of Bridget Graham, who married Patrick Graham. James Graham married Margaret McKeever. They had a couple children in Ireland before moving to America. The bishop, John Graham, was born in Philadelphia in 1913. He is a nephew of Bridget Graham, husband of Patrick Graham. Patrick Graham is a brother of my grandfather's grandfather, John C. Graham. And that's how he's related. It's by marriage. So the common ancestor of Bishop Graham and myself is not yet known to me. That relationship is a little bit tricky, but these are the things you can discover when putting together your family tree with Irish civil registrations and Catholic parish registers available on irishgenealogy.ie and the National Libraries of Ireland, nli.ie. Lastly, this month on the podcast, I do have a couple of trips in mind for August, for the remainder of the summer. The first will be to Lancaster County, and I leave early tomorrow morning. I'll be taking the bike on Amtrak. I'll arrive in Lancaster tomorrow morning, somewhere around 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock. I'll be spending nearly three full days there, and I'll be returning home sometime on Saturday evening. So that's travel early on Thursday, spend most of Thursday, all of Friday, and most of Saturday there, and then return home late Saturday, back on Amtrak the way I came. And the planning for this trip has not been very detailed, but I do intend to do at least these things. First, I intend to visit Soldiers Memorial Park in the northeast of the city to photograph the monument to David Klein Donnelly, the World War I veteran, the monument to him and 13 of his colleagues who perished in World War I. I intend to spend a significant amount of time at the Historical Society of Lancaster County, also known as LancasterHistory.org, and I intend there to find documents that would help my first family's application for the Genealogical Society of Pennsylvania. I will be looking for birth and baptism records for my grandmother's grandmother, Cora Klein, who was apparently born April 1st, 1877. I'd like to find a first-hand document of that. Cora's paternal grandmother, Catherine Hogentogler, could also use a first-hand birth or baptism document. And also, Cora's father, David Klein, I believe could use a first-hand birth document. So I'll be looking for these three documents at the Historical Society of Lancaster County. I've also decided to make the Habel family a focus of this year's trip. You may recall in October 2023, Season 3, Episode 10, Spotlight on Earl and Esther Habel. I was looking through my family tree, and I actually don't have a lot of information entered into the tree. I prepared that podcast episode, but never entered the information into the tree. So I figure while I'm out there, I may as well get that information into the tree and see if I can find the final resting places of as many Habels as I can. Now, that relationship there is my grandmother's grandmother, Cora Klein Harrison, had a sister, Carrie Klein, who married a John P. Habel back in the 1880s or thereabouts. Earl Habel was one of the children of Carrie Klein and John Habel. Carrie and John Habel had at least six children that I know of. I believe Earl and Esther had four children or so. So getting birth, marriage, death information and finding final resting places of as many Habels as I can will be a focus of this year's trip, and I'm not going there very well organized. It may be that I end up just going out there and enjoying being there, enjoying the view. But of course, next month I'll let you know what I come up with. I leave for Lancaster tomorrow, Thursday, August 1st. I return Saturday, August 3rd. Later in the month, I'm thinking August 15th through 17th, I intend to travel to Boston for a similar trip. Leave early morning on Thursday, August 15th. Return late Saturday, August 17th. This trip, I believe, will entail a lot more travel, so I won't have the benefit of researching on Thursday and on Saturday, but I intend to spend all of Friday, August 16th, finding and photographing gravestones of the distant Smith cousins, the siblings of my great-great-grandfather, William Smith. They would be Bernard Smith, his wife Ellen, and their family, and sister Susan Agnes Smith, her husband Thomas James Barry and their family. And apparently, the parents, my great-great-great-grandparents, James Smith and Maria Tierney, also came to Boston from Ireland and are also apparently buried in the same cemetery, Holy Cross Cemetery in Malden, just outside of Boston. I intend to spend most of the day there this coming August 16th. That'll be my last hurrah because school starts again for teachers on August 20th. So by the time I record August podcast, I should be, dare I say it, back in the school building. And hopefully I'll have a lot of discoveries for you. Until then, keep on digging. Your next family history adventure awaits.